listen to the concluding part. Of Indra's prayers to Krishna at this time. Indra had apologized and he offered his respects to Krishna and he took shelter of Krishna. Then Krishna replied to Indra. He said, it was out of mercy that I stopped the sacrifice meant for you. Why was that mercy from Krishna? Because you were greatly intoxicated by your opulence as King of Heaven, and I wanted you to always remember me. Indra, you may go now. Execute my order and remain in your appointed position as King of Heaven. But be sober. Don't become intoxicated, but do your service without false pride. After Krishna gave these instructions to Indra and forgave him, Sarabi, along with her progeny, the cows, she then offered her obeisances to Krishna. Respectfully, she requested his attention. And this gentle lady addressed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was standing before her as a cowherd boy. Mother Sarabi said, O Krishna, Mahayogin, O greatest of mystics, you are the soul and origin of the universe. You are the master of the world. And by your grace, O infallible Lord, we now have you is our master, and you are our worshipable Lord. Therefore, O Lord of the universe, for the benefit of the cows, the brahmanas, the demigods, and all the other saintly persons, please become our master, become our Indra. Now, as ordered by Lord Brahma, we should perform your bathing ceremony to coronate you as our Indra. O soul of the universe, you descend to this world to relieve the burden of the earth. Then, Sukadev Goswami explains to Maharaj Prakrit, having thus appealed to Lord Krishna, Mother Sarabi performed his bathing ceremony with her own milk. And Indra, ordered by Aditi and other mothers of the demigods, anointed the Lord with heavenly Ganga water from the tusk of Indra's elephant carrier Aravata. Thus, in the company of the demigods and great sages, Indra himself coronated Lord Krishna, who was the descendant of Dasarha, and gave him the name Govinda. So here in Sarabi Kund, as Jaitarini Mataji and Satchinandana Maharaj have explained, this is a place where we can move forward in our spiritual life by leaving behind our offenses. So please, very, very humbly, like gentle Sarabi did, take a few moments and offer some very deep prayers to Govinda, to Giriraj, to Guru, to Vaishnavas, to Srila Prabhupada, to Sarabi Kund. to the dust of Vrindavan, to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to Nityananda Prabhu, to Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, Srivas Thakur. They are very merciful, all so merciful. So please open your heart and take some moments to pray. The dust of Vrindavan can bestow upon us the greatest gifts. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Lord, O Krishna, O Govinda, O energy of the Lord, O Srimati Radharani Radhika, please allow me, please allow us, please accept us in your service. Hare Krishna.